News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about cocaine, because everyone is doing it. A night on the tiles at any given nightclub on any given Saturday will likely illuminate you on that. So wrote our next guest, Saoirse Hanley, columnist for the Irish Independent. Saoirse, what prompted you to write this piece?
Well, it was something that I thought about for a while, but what brought it really to the fore for me this week was I was thinking about Charlie XCX released a vinyl of her album last year, Brat, and it is, you know, a lot of the music is about, you know, being out in the night, doing drugs, all of that, having a good time. But the version that she released is filled with this kind of white powder. And, you know, initially you think, okay, marketing gimmick, all well and good. But as I thought about it a bit more deeply and read more a bit about it online, there just seems to be this kind of real feeling that we've gotten very comfortable with accepting that, you know, pretty hard drugs are a pretty standard part of a night out. And it just really made me reflect on that as somebody who just kind of can't understand it. So it really grew from that for me.
I was interested, you're very honest in the piece. You said it almost felt uncool to say it. Why do you think it is uncool to say, actually, you know what, taking coke isn't a great thing?
I think like that because it is really normal. I think in a lot of ways, like, we've kind of categorized, like, when you think about the acceptance of drug use and things like that, we've kind of as a society decided that, you know, people do some things and that's fine, but there's a line you don't cross, kind of a thing. That if you're moving into like heroin or something, that's a problem. But it's almost as if the kind of lesser, I say that in quotation marks, drugs, because they can still have very huge impact. But it's almost like we've kind of thought that that's grand. And for me, it feels a little bit uncool, or like I'm kind of a party pooper by saying, like, I'm not really comfortable with that. I don't really have any interest in that. And I don't really understand why you all do. Do you know that kind of way that I think sometimes when, you know, you're going out or you're partying or you're young, there's kind of an understanding that, like, well, sure, you're grand getting absolutely trolley, drinking loads of drinks, and that's fine. And that this is just kind of a normal progression of that. But that really isn't the reality for me or for some close friends. And I don't really understand why it wouldn't be. So for me, it feels a little bit vulnerable to admit that, as if I'm kind of saying that it's not cool.
You cite a survey that was done in 2020, 8.3% of those between 50 and 64 use cocaine in their lifetime. You're saying that's like, it was a near trebling from the same survey in 2003. But I'm curious, among people in their 20s, I imagine that percentage is way higher, is it?
Yeah, I think the kind of it's a huge age range in the survey. And I think it doesn't, you know, take a scientist to kind of look at that and say, I would imagine that use is likely skewed heavily more towards the kind of 20s and 30s age category. But I think even just like as a country, like Ireland, the Irish Times reported in 2023 that Irish people are joint fourth highest consumers of cocaine globally, according to the UN. So it's just something that we are really consuming in, I suppose, bigger numbers to other countries around us. And I think things like that, like accepting it as a normal part of a night out or thinking that it makes for a fun story or any of that, I think that really adds to it and creates a culture where we're kind of accepting it.
Two last quick questions. Does the issue of the fact that you're supporting organised crime by buying cocaine, does that ever come up, or is that also uncool to mention that?
But you know, it's really, really funny you say that, because a really good friend messaged me after she read the piece yesterday and she said, oh my God, I think about this all the time. And I always think about the stuff that you're supporting by buying drugs. And she said that there's a real movement of kind of, you know, a lot of people my age were big on, you know, shopping sustainably or considering the ethics of something. Or, you know, there was a time there we didn't buy avocados because of gang violence. But at the same time, you know, buying drugs will do the exact same damage, if not worse. And I think there's a big disconnect there.
Final question, will it ever change, do you think?
Look, I think it's. I'm not the first or last person to come out and be like, hey, everyone, stop doing hard drugs.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's going to ever really go away. But I think the more that we maybe are conscious about it and think about it, I think that can only ever really help, hopefully.
Okay, really interesting piece. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Saoirse Hanley there, columnist for the Irish Independent. There's no doubt, Ciara, cocaine is absolutely everywhere.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.